Now, noticeably missing from the first presidential debate was an in-depth conversation about science and the environment. That's where the journal Scientific American steps in. The magazine asked each of the candidates 14 questions about their policies on some important scientific topics. Sean Otto organized the questions. He's co-founder and CEO of ScienceDebate.org.
The candidates for president really weren't talking about any of the big science issues. They were comfortable talking about the economy, even though none of them were economists. They were happy to talk about foreign policy and military intervention, even though none of them were diplomats or generals. And they even were debating faith and values, even though they weren't priests or pastors. But they weren't talking about the big science issues that affect all voters' lives. And we're moving into a century now when science really lies at the center of most of our big policy challenges as a country and across the world. And we thought that politicians ought to be talking about them.
Tell me a bit about the methodology here. How did you pick these questions? How do you rate them, the responses?
Well, we crowdsourced. We reached out to thousands of scientists, engineers, and concerned citizens that have signed on to support the ScienceDebate.org website, about 43,000 of them right now. And also through our Facebook group and through other science bloggers, we publicized this and asked for questions. And we put up a facility where people could submit questions, rate the questions that others had submitted, and we built a nice online discussion there to get a good sense of what the U.S. science community felt were the most important questions.
Well, certainly one of the most important science questions that affects policy, and a lot of people are wondering about, has to do with climate change. Tell me, what do each of the candidates have to say about climate disruption and how they would address it?
Well, President Obama talks about different steps that he has taken through the course of the last 4 years, particularly regulatory steps, regulating greenhouse gases, as well as doubling fuel efficiency standards, the CAFE standards.
For cars.
Yes, for cars. On the Romney side, he makes a backtrack from his late 2011 position where he was saying we don't know what causes climate change. And now he admits that we do know that the climate is changing and that humans are a significant part of the cause of that. But he veers into anti-science when he says that there is no consensus. That's simply not true. There is a consensus. His focus, however, is on reducing regulations and bring up private enterprise to innovate. So they both take varying approaches that are kind of consistent with what you would expect of their overall philosophy from Democrats and Republicans.
Now, you also asked President Obama and Governor Romney about food safety. And in your question, you say the public is concerned about the use of hormones, antibiotics, pesticides in our food system. How did each of these candidates respond?
Well, this is one area where they both talk about different regulatory approaches, actually, and safeguarding the quality of our food. I think that the Romney approach there, again, is a little bit more about deregulation and allowing industry to self-police. He basically has the philosophy of if you get government out of the way, the industry will self-regulate to ensure consumer health, whereas the Obama administration takes more of a consumer protection point of view.
Now, the issue of fresh water was also put to each of these candidates. You framed it saying that overconsumption and pollution are endangering our fresh water supply, both domestically and internationally. How would each of these candidates secure clean fresh water?
When we get into Obama's answers, he talks about a Clean Water Act, which he really pushed through in the early years of his administration, the first term. He has some significant progress to show there. Romney doesn't really offer a single specific step to improve water quality. He implies that the real problem with water quality is regulations, again. One of the quotes from his answers are that communities and businesses must contend with excessively costly and inflexible approaches that impose unnecessary economic constraints and trigger inevitable litigation.
I'm wondering, is he suggesting that he would relax clean water standards?
That's certainly what it sounds like, that he views current water quality regulations as costly and inflexible, and that we need to loosen them up.
And what about the issue of energy? How did each of these candidates stack up on this?
Well, on energy, neither one of them had great answers. Obama, as he did in many of his answers, highlighted the achievements of his first term instead of painting a vision for the future. Romney is more visionary, but a lot of times his vision doesn't connect with what policy experts in energy view as the reality of the situation.
For example?
Well, he talks about energy independence. Even if the United States, Mexico, and Canada, which is North American energy independence, which is really what he's talking about, could produce all the energy that they consume within the North American continent, that really would have no measurable impact on the way that we buy energy, because energy is bought and sold in a global marketplace. So it's a meaningless concept to say that we're going to have energy independence, because if OPEC is selling into the marketplace at a cheaper price, then our refineries are going to purchase from them just to get us the lowest unit cost of energy per BTU.
So on balance, which of these presidential candidates do you think is friendlier to science and the needs of science exploration and discovery?
Well, I think that they both have pluses and minuses. On the whole, however, Obama's answers do tend to intersect with the reality of what science is telling us a little bit more directly. They tend to be a little bit more sophisticated in their understanding of what scientists are saying the issues are.
I want to thank you, Sean Otto, for taking this time with me today.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Sean Otto is the CEO of ScienceDebate.org and organizes science debate questions for the Scientific American.